Hey, good morning. Sorry, I'm all over the place this morning. We got late start and it's my fault. But I'm glad you're all here and we're here to worship our Lord this morning. And so just by way of announcements, you all, I hope, have got a bulletin when you came in. There's just a couple things there on the back. But the most important one for us as a church is that right after the service, there will be a church conference where we'll be nominating and voting Jason Lewis as our associate pastor of youth and family discipleship. And so if you're a member of the church, stick around for after the service and we'll have that meeting and make sure things are going good there. And then for us, the deacons meeting today is at 4:30 as well. And then we'll have our regular youth activities, RHGA is adult Bible study on Wednesday night. And, yes, ma'am. Praise team at 5:30. Okay, so praise team practice at 5:30 today. So I went straight to the announcements and I didn't welcome any of you guys, so my fault. I told you I'm all over the place this morning, so welcome to church this morning. I am Travis, I'm the pastor here at Mount Olive Baptist Church, and it is a joy to be with you all this morning. And so if you are a guest with us, if you're a visitor with us, in the back of the pew in front of you is that little card, you can fill that out. Put it in the offering plate when it goes around. But the most important thing that we're here to do today is to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. And so that's what we're going to turn our attention to now as we prepare to worship Him. Above all else, that's what we're here for. If it wasn't for His grace, we would be somewhere else. And so we praise the Lord for what He has done. So now we'll get to our call of worship, our call to worship out of Psalm 118. Verses 1 through 9. And if you would, if you're able, would you stand in honor of the reading of God's word? And then we'll read it, and then we'll pray for the service, and we'll get to singing. So Psalm 118, verses 1 through 9, here is the word of our God. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, His steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and He set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look and triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Let's pray, and the praise team will come up and we'll get going. Let's pray to the Lord while they're coming. Gracious Father, we thank You for our worship service today, and we are here for You. We're here for no other purpose but to praise Your name and the excellencies of Your grace. So help us now as we worship to worship in spirit and in truth, and may You be glorified today by our worship service. And we pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You didn't really have to sit down, but that's okay. Go right ahead. Stand back up. Follow Joe's lead there.
And Mom.
That's right. And my wife. Yeah. So we're going to start with How Great Is Our God, and then we'll go into How Great Thou Art. We're only going to do three verses of How Great Thou Art, and watch the timing. Watch us for that a little bit when we're ready. So.
Okay.
Are we ready?
At His voice, trembles at His voice.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Amen. My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul.
Now in the time of our service, we will pray together as a church, and you'll open up your bulletin. Right in the center there is some prayer requests that have been given to our church, and those are for you to take home as well. And I would encourage you to make it a regular practice to pray for what's in the bulletin and pray for each other, as we are a church that is united. We are brothers and sisters, and we want to be in prayer for each other continually. And so you see in there the prayer requests. We'll continue to pray for Ms. Carol and for Dina and for Miss Joanne, who's recovering as well, and then we'll pray for Dennis Wilski as well. But other than that, is there any prayer requests that I may have overlooked or didn't think of?
Brenda Zachary,
good call. Thank you very much. Yeah, she had broken her leg, fractured her leg, and so we'll continue to pray for recovery for her foot.
Foot
not leg. She told me it's a lame foot. Okay. So we'll pray for her foot. That's even worse than the leg when you break a foot. So we'll pray for her. Any others? Okay. Well, let's go to our Lord in prayer. Our gracious Father, as we just sang, you are great. And we praise you for your greatness and for your many excellencies. We can never speak highly enough of you. We can never exalt you enough. But we do attempt to praise your name in a way that brings you glory and honor here as a church this morning. So, Father, we ask that you would hear our prayers as we cry out to you. As you are the one who is sovereign, you are the one who is good and just and perfect. And though we don't understand your ways fully, we trust you, that you are God, that you will always do what is right, and that you have the good of your people in mind. And so we pray for the many requests that we had here today. We pray for Ms. Brenda Zachary that she recovers from this foot injury. And I know we hope that it doesn't take the 6 weeks. We hope for a quicker recovery. And we pray for Bill as he's providing for and taking care of as well. And we thank you for that care. But Father, we pray that she would recover quickly. We pray for Ms. Joanne McPherson as she's recovering from her surgery. We thank you for the success of that. And we pray for a continued healing there and restoration of hearing, that she would be able to get back to doing the things that she loves to do. We pray for our sister, Ms. Carol, as well, as she is at home. We pray for comfort and peace for her and your grace, that she would not feel pain or suffering, but that you would comfort her and comfort the family as they are providing for her, and help us as a church to love well, to serve well, and to glorify you in how we care for one another. We pray for Dina as she is dealing with her issues. We pray that you would bring healing there, that the procedures would go well, that there would be recovery, a full recovery, and that she would thrive in the midst of all the difficulty that she is facing. We pray again that us as a church would love and serve her well. And Father, there are a multitude of requests that we have, and we know that you know them, that you hear them, and that you will do what is good for your people. And so we pray for us here at this church that we would be united, that you would be glorified through what is done here as a church, that your name would be made much of at Mount Olive and beyond as a result of the ministry here at Mount Olive. So help us to be a strong, united church that loves you and loves one another well, that we would serve you for years to come for your name's sake and your glory, because you are worthy of it. And so help us, Father, now as our time of worship continues on, may you be glorified. We pray for our brother Jason as he is coming to preach your word. We pray that you would give him strength, that you would give him wisdom, that you would fill him with your spirit, that he can preach with power and unction and conviction. And we pray that us as a church would have ears to hear what you would have to say by your spirit. So apply your word by your spirit to our hearts as we hear it. And bless our children as they go to children's church. May they be fed well. And we also keep in mind our homebound that can't be with us here in person, but they provide, or they are able to watch online. So thank you for them, and help them to feel loved and encouraged by a church as well. But now, Father, may you be glorified through the rest of our service, and may your name be lifted up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, if the children would like to go back to the children's church, Miss Jane is going to be up front here. But go through this door right here if you are going to children's church.
We're going to sing a new song today. It's not a difficult song. It repeats. So if you know it or want to jump in and just sing right along with us, do whatever the Spirit moves you to do.
Give life.